People always pay attention to weather patterns, say, to see if we need an umbrella. Well, Rebecca Williams reports it's just as important for scientists to track and predict the movement of birds. People who study them are now using radar to create maps that can forecast bird migration at night.
Researchers say these maps could help birds by reducing the number of collisions with buildings and wind turbines. Kyle Horton is a postdoctoral research fellow with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. He says the maps show nightly predictions of migratory activity 1 to 3 days into the future. Horton's team is drawing on a radar infrastructure he says is pretty unique to the United States. It's called the NEXRAD system.
These radars are traditionally used for studying meteorology, looking at precipitation, severe storms, but they also capture a tremendous amount of biology.
Horton says they can extract the number of birds that are migrating on a given night and link that up with atmospheric conditions. He says the map shows the intensity of migration, and that can vary night to night, and it can vary around the country.
So one night may see really great migration, let's say in around the Gulf of Mexico. But the next night, migration may shut down, and that may be because of, you know, a wind that is opposing these migrants. And hopefully, you know, those migrants, at least from a bird watcher's perspective, would make landfall, and you could go out and observe those birds the next day.
So besides the maps being helpful to bird watchers, Horton says the maps could be used to reduce bird kills.
So let's say a large building or lights at night, wind turbines, any of those impacts, hopefully we can mitigate those by giving the folks that make those decisions enough of a warning to say there's a large migration coming. If you can make some mitigation strategy available, we hope that that will be in place now.
That might mean building managers could get a heads up when a lot of birds are flying through at night and turn off lights so the lights don't confuse the birds, causing them to collide with the building. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.